二章。
And then turn to Deuteronomy 32.
生命记三十二章，我们要看十一节。
Verse 11.
生命记第三十二章十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11.
好，我们中文一起来。又如鹰搅动巢窝，在雏鹰以上两翅伸展，接取雏鹰，背在两翼之下。
Like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them on its pinions.
这里的这个鹰呢，就是指的是母鹰，鹰的妈妈。
And this eagle is the mother eagle.
这个母亲的鹰呢，需要在这里训练它的孩子飞，但是呢，它训练方法是让它掉下去再接起来。
And the mother, the way they train the young eagle to fly is to let them fall and then catch them underneath.
所以他的观察能力还有他的那种衡量的能力要很准确，不然的话孩子就会掉下去就死了。
So she must have a good observation ability to observe and then be able to catch the young, otherwise the young will fall and die.
如果神以他自己比拟成一个母亲的话，
If God uses a metaphor of a mother,
那么我们这些神所拣选做母亲的人是何等的这种尊贵也是何等的重要。
And those who are mothers are such in a very high, honorable place.
从小这个母亲的手就是托住婴孩的手。
When the baby is young, the mother sustains them.
是牵孩子的手。
Leads them.
慢慢长大就是推他们的手，对不对？
And then also push them.
拉他们的手。
And pull them.
但是这一双手是神给我们托住孩子的手。
The hands of the mother is to sustain their children.
这个代表说不管什么时候我不会撇下你。
That means that the hands will never forsake them.
不管在什么时候我不会放弃你。
Will never let them go.
但是到了一个地步你发现拖不住了。
But sometime we'll realize that we cannot sustain them
anymore. 好重啊。
It's so heavy.
到那个时候你这个手要成为交托的手。
Then thy hands will become a hands to lift them up to God.
所以母亲的手是托住孩子的手。
And the hands of mothers are to sustain the children.
不是拆毁孩子的手。
Not to destroy them.
是交托给神，把重担交托给神的手。
And lift up the burdens to them.
有教育家这样建议。教育家这样建议。
One educator has suggested.
你处罚你的孩子的时候不要用手。
That when you punish your children, do not use your hand.
因为手是对孩子是一个表征。
Because it represents something to the child.
是一个爱的表征。
It's a symbol of love.
安慰的表征。
It's a symbol of comfort.
是一个宝贝的一个表达的工具。
It's a way to show how precious they are.
如果你举起你的手。
If you lift up your hand,
你的孩子马上把脸转开。
And then the child will turn their head.
那你的手在孩子的心里面是什么手？是处罚的手。
Then in their minds, the mother's hand is the hand is a hand of punishment.
我不是说你不要处罚，前面有位置哈，前面有位置。我不是说你不要处罚你的孩子。
I don't mean not to punish them.
但是你不要让孩子混淆。
But let's not confuse the child.
这个手是托住孩子的手。
The hand is to sustain them.
这个手是为了孩子交托给神的手。
Is to lift them up to God.
不是一生气就一巴掌打过去的手。
But not a hand to slap their face.
是一个不放弃的手。
It's a hand that will never give up.
刚才我们也看到这个母鹰怎么样在训练它的小鹰。
We also see the picture of how the mother eagle trained their child.
母亲的眼睛非常重要。
The mother's eyes are so important.
不是一直做钉销吗？是钉销吗？钉销的工作。
Not to...
什么叫钉烧？
not to,
对 ，spy， 对对对，讲得太好了。一直看着，哪里做错事了？哎，又在做什么了？我的意思，母亲眼睛不是这样的眼睛。
It's not what mother's supposed to do. It's just picking on the what.
是一个观察。
But it's to observe.
理解。
To understand.
然后有智慧、有方法的眼睛。
And very wisely to help them.
就像母鹰在训练小鹰一样。
Just like the eagle. Is training their
我们有一句话说眼观四面 耳听八方，是这个吗？是这样讲的吗？
Chinese say that we observe from four directions and we listen to eight.
一个有智慧的母亲，孩子做任何的事不会逃过他的眼目的。
A wise mother will never will never escape from her.
但是记得，我不是说你去盯他看他，然后是来指责他的。
But not to just look and then scold them.
当你什么都看透的时候。
When you see through them,
你也要给孩子培养成一种愿意对你什么都不隐瞒的这样的一个特性。
We also need to train them that they will not conceal anything from you.
我在这里要跟我的孩子说谢谢，雅正在这里，雅各在华盛顿，他没有来。
I want to thank my children, Jennifer here and Jacob in DC.
James. 我非常的谢谢他们一点，就是他们对我从来不隐瞒。
I really thank them that they.Do not conceal anything from me.
包括对我的感受，包括他们的想法，他们不隐瞒。
Their feelings, what they think about me, they do not.
但是他们很尊重我。
But they respect me.
这是我很感谢神的地方。
And this is what I thank God.
什么事他们都可以跟我谈。
They can speak to any topic with me.
所以母亲的眼睛是让孩子觉得说，你了解我的眼睛。
So the eyes of mother is to show them that.That they understand.
我们来看母亲的、手是托住的手，母亲的眼睛是、盯视孩子，观察了解孩子的眼睛，然后我们来看母亲的心。
So the hands of a mother is to sustain, the eyes of mother is to observe and understand, and let's look at.
我们来看诗篇一百三十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 131.
诗篇一百三十一篇。
Psalm 131.
我特别把这句话送给我们快要当妈妈的刘辉、
like、
还有第一次过母亲节的钟亮，钟亮在这里吗？
I'd like to give this verse to the expecting mother, 刘辉，
还有
also the first time celebrating the Mother's Day.
还有谁是在这里第一次过母亲节的？
Anyone else who is celebrating Mother's Day?
大概就我知道这两位哈，一个好 ，OK， 好，第二节哈，我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中，我的心在我里面真像断过奶的孩子。
Psalm 131, verse 2. But I have stilled and quieted my soul.Like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child in my soul within me.
什么叫断过奶的孩子？
What is a weaned child?
表示他开始要学习长大了。
Because it's about time.
开始要慢慢走离开妈妈的身边了。
And to getting away from mother.
即使不再吸奶水，即使不再吸这个奶头。
And they will stop breastfeeding.
他们在谁的怀中很安稳？母亲的怀中。
They feel very comforted in mother's bosom.
所以孩子们不是只有需要你的奶水。
It's not that the child will come to you just for milk.
他们当然很喜欢吸吮。
They like to drink milk.
要断奶也很难的。
And when the child needs to wean, it's very difficult as well.
但是最重要的，当你抱着他在吸奶的时候，你有没有给他一个稳当的安全感？
But as the mother is breastfeeding, but Do you provide a sense of comfort?
母亲的心是一个保证的心。
It's a mother is a place of security.
是一个稳当的心，不摇动的。
It's a place that will never be shaken.
用一种不放弃、没有条件的爱抱着这个孩子。
With an unconditional love that's holding the child.
以至于他没有奶水吸的时候，他在母亲的怀中感觉是非常的平稳。
Even without milk, the child will feel very comfortable.
另外一个经节我们就不翻了，在帖撒罗尼迦前书，保罗这样说：“我好像一个乳养的母亲一样。”
Paul has it. First Corinthians says, "I am like a mother that gives milk."
我有一个存着一个温柔的心。
I have a gentle spirit.
只有一个温柔的心，才不会起起动动的、上上下下的这样子来啊、摇晃。
A gentle spirit will not stir the child.
刚才我说过，我们的手是托住孩子的手，是 交托给神的手。
We say that the hand is to sustain and to lift them up to God.
我们的眼睛是观察孩子，了解孩子的眼睛。
Eyes to observe and understand the child.
同时也是仰望神的眼睛。
Also eyes to lift up to God.
用神的能力，用神的心愿来抚养我们的孩子。
To raise our child to with God's mind and will.
我们的心是一个温柔的心，是一个保证有安全感的心。
And our heart is a gentle with a security.
另外，我们要有这个忠诚的心对神，因为我们只不过是一个管家。
Also with a faithful heart to raise our child because the child is God.
我们很荣幸的从神接过这个孩子，接到这样的一个任务。
We've been honored to accept.A child from God to this world.
但我们也很忠心的愿意对神来好好的管理这个他给我们的产业。
Also faithfully to raise our child.
最后，我要用耶稣的母亲来作为一个我们学习的榜样。
Lastly, I will Jesus' mother to as an example today.
我们不需要跟天主教一样把玛利亚放到一个神的位置去。
We do not need to raise Mary like as a神的位置 ，as a god or saint。
神话了，把他神化了，我们透过他祷告。
And as Catholics，
我们不是要敬拜他
，not to worship her。
但是我们知道神拣选这个玛利亚。
But we know God chose Mary，
一个平平凡凡的少女
，an ordinary maid，
从神那里接到这个那么。艰巨的一个任务
and to receive such a great task
抚养神的儿子
to raise a God's son
我们这些母亲都在抚养神的产业
we mothers are raising up God's inheritance
玛利亚绝对可以成我们的榜样
and Mary certainly can be our example
当耶稣出生的时候
when Jesus was born
他们把孩子带到圣殿里面去
They took Jesus to the temple.
把孩子带到圣殿里。
Into the holy temple.
我用一个现在的话，把孩子带到教会中来。
And in the modern languages, to bring the child to church.
教会讲的不是这个建筑物，我们把孩子带到神的家中来。
Not this building, but to the household of God.
里面有一句话说，献给神。
And it says to offer him to God.
献给主。
Offer him to.
我们知道这个不是我的，这是主的，所以我把它用我的心、我的意志把它奉献回到主的面前。
Knowing that this child is not theirs, but to offer them back to God.
那就是为什么我们教会很注重婴儿的奉献礼。
So that's why our church also very emphasizes the dedication of children.
事实上是母亲心智的奉献。
But actually it's a offering of mother's will.
也是母亲抚养儿女方向的奉献。
And so to offer God the direction of how they raise a child.
也是母亲明白自己的位置的奉献。
Also knowing that the position of a mother.
玛利亚把耶稣小小的耶稣带到圣殿里面去。
So Mary took this little babe Jesus to the temple.
在耶稣不大不小十二岁的时候
，And then when Jesus was when he was 12,
跟着父母亲到圣殿去
，He followed the parents to the temple.
过节
to celebrating the festival.
结果爸爸妈妈回家了
，And then the parents were gone.
这个十二岁的青少年
，But this young teenager, 12-year-old,
一声不吭。
Did not say a word,
留在那里
stayed behind,
让他爸爸妈妈找得急得不得了
and then, the parents would be so worried to try to find him.
有的人说青少年他们很多问题
Some say that the teenagers have a lot of problems.
不是问题
No, that's not problems.
青少年有很多他们的想法
Teenagers have a lot of their way of thinking.
玛利亚把这个事情放在心里面思想
And then Mary took this in her heart.
存在心里面，因为已经不一样了，跟以前那个婴孩已经不一样了。
Because this Jesus is no longer the same baby that she raised.
耶稣是一个完全的人。
Jesus is
就说一点都不假，一点都没有混杂，就是一个人。
He is a man.
即使他十二岁的时候。
Even when he was 12,
他也做出父母亲不能了解的事情。
He also did something that the parents would not understand.
我上次说过，我喜欢青少年。
I say that I love the youth. Group,
那么真实。
That is from.
那么可爱。
They are
lovable.
lovable.
可以这样讲吗？ Lovable. 但是父母亲怎么样？很头痛，是吧？
But parents have a lot of headache.
玛利亚存在心里面思想。
But Mary took this in her heart.
她知道她要调整她做母亲的心态了。
And start to adjust her to be.
她知道自己要跟这个孩子长大了。
And she needs to grow up with.
她已经不再是一个小孩子了。
No longer he is a babe.
有时候你的孩子你想抱他他怎么把你推开了
Sometimes we try to hug our child and then they'll reject
我记得在餐厅里面的时候呢我的儿子在餐厅吃饭
Remember when we had a meal in the restaurant
我走过去
I went to him
看都不看我一眼
And he did not look at me
好几次
Many times like that
有一次我就很顽皮
So at one time I was
顽皮 Naughty
Okay.
我就故意走到他的那一桌的前面去
I went to his table
旁边有同学
And then he has a classmate
我说雅各
I say James
他当然 很不好意思
And then he was embarrassed
但是当然他也不会怪我
But he did not
但是我了解青少年的心
But I understand their heart
他们要长大了
They want to grow up
不然老是要爸爸妈妈跟着
They don't want the parents following them around
放在心里思想
And put this in your heart.
仍然观察
Observe.
但是不要老是把那个箭拉在手上射不出去
But don't pull the bow, just pulling without let the arrow go.
慢慢放松
Let it go.
到一个地步你是要射出去的
And
不是吗
And to a point that the arrow will be fired.
等耶稣成人的时候
When Jesus became adult.
他投入他的工作
He was into his ministry.
他投入他的使命
into his mission.
我们到最后福音书里面看到的画面是玛利亚这个母亲在十字架的下面看她的儿子钉在上面
And then the picture that we saw it last is that the Mary was looking at his son was crucified on the cross.
怎么样的一个心一个里面一定是很痛很舍不得的心
That must be very painful and would not want to let go.
但是玛利亚知道我的孩子到世上来有他要完成的使命。
But Mary knew, Jesus came to this world with a mission.
我的部分已经跟神交代了。
She has done her part.
我没有权利去阻止他。
And she cannot stop him.
只要他做讨神喜悦的事情。
As long as she does what pleases God.
我就放手了。
And she will let that happen.
我就放心了。
And she will let that happen.
最后我要跟我们当中最年长的母亲
And I'd like to speak to our elderly mothers.
致我的敬意。
And I want to thank them.
我应该向你们学习。
I need to learn from you.
你们守住了。
You have kept.
你跑进了。
You have run. You have run the race.
你打了一个美好的仗。
You have fought the good fight.
母亲们。
Mothers.
仗是要打的。
Fight must be fought.
跑不能停，不能跑，不要不能不能放弃，不能停下来。
Do not stop, do not give up.
但是记得那句话。
But remember,
你的箭是要射出去的。
Your arrow must, you must shoot the arrow.
正中目标。
To fire upon the target.
把你的手放掉。
So let your hand go.
然后跟神说，我做完我该做的。
And to God say that I've done my part.
好，谢谢你留着，你不要下去。我们请第一个代表我们教会五岁以下的母亲，我们请第一个玉川。
I'd like to invite the sister
来跟我们做见证。我希望你到台上来，因为今天这个是信息的一部分，哈，他在这里来分享他的心得跟感谢神。我们给几个这边到这边来哈，几个母亲代表性的几个母亲哈，我们请他们分享。
Sister Yu Chuan will represent a mother with a child under 5 years old.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
刚才师母说她到四十岁的时候还。不敢在大家面前做母亲的见证。我现在才当妈妈还不到两年。
Mrs. She had said that she will not want to give a testimony for motherhood even when she was 40. But now I am only as a mother of 2 years.
虽然时间很短。
Although time is short.
但是我觉得这两不到两年的时间真的是教会了我很多的东西。
During these2 years that I have learned a lot.
在不管是在我对孩子的看法上还是在对我本身的看法上我觉得跟我在做妈妈之前真的是有了天壤之别。
About my child, about myself, and how to be a mother certainly has it was a completely different what I have expected.
在我自己有孩子之前孩子对我来说 最大的一个概念就是他们好像是一个拖累。
拖累。
对，一个 burden。
Oh, okay, yeah. Before when I had my son, the impression I had was that it was a burden.
我总觉得有了孩子以后，我会失去很多东西，我会失去很多我自己的时间、我的自由和我想做的事情。
With my son, then I will lose a lot. I will lose my freedom, time, and things of what I want to do.
所以呢，在结婚以后，我就不想那么快的要孩子。
So after we got married, I did not want a child that soon.
Yeah, 我就觉得我自己还有好多的事情我想做，然后我有好多的 plan 我想去进行。
I have wanted to do a lot of things. I have a lot of great plans.
那就当我很 busy 的在 make 我自己的 plan 的时候呢，我就发现我怀孕了。
And then while I was making such plans, and then I realized that I was pregnant.
我记得当我 find out 我怀孕的时候，那一刻我没有很兴奋，也没有很惊喜，我甚至觉得有一点失落。
And at the moment I found out I was pregnant, I was not too excited. I was a little disappointed.
我当时是觉得有一个念头闪过，就是说，完了，这下我什么也做不了了。
And then my thought was that this is great. Now I cannot do anything else.
所以呢，但是自己已经怀孕了，所以当时就进行一些准备了，就读了很多书，就想 prepare 自己做一个母亲。
So now I'm pregnant, so now I have to prepare myself by reading a lot of books.
所以当时在知识上，学了很多东西，但是始终对做妈妈到底是一个什么感觉，还是一点概念都没有。
I've learned a lot from the books, but I did not realize that what a mother is all about.
直到我的儿子出生的那一天。
Until that I gave birth to my son.
那个护士把他包在毯子里，然后把他放在我的头边，对我说，you got a handsome boy.
And then the nurse wrapped my son and then and put him in my arms. And then the nurse said, you have a lovely son.
然后我当时就看着他的眼睛，我们那个时候四目相对，我当时心里面的那种 joy 是我从来没有经历过的。
And then we look at each other eye to eye, and then that's the joy that I have never had before.
我就看着他，虽然他的脸对我来说还很陌生。
He was a stranger to me.
但是我可以感觉到我跟他之间的那种关系，我就可以感觉到他是我的一部分，从此以后真的是没有什么能够把我们分开。
But I knew that he was part of me. Our bond is will never be separated.
然后就从那一刻以后呢，我就发现我以前所有的担心，我以前担心我会失去很多，我以前甚至担心我会不爱这个孩子，真的都是非常的多余。
And then after that moment, what I have thought before, whether I can love, whether I can, or what I'll be doing, is that just realize that those were meaningless.
我发现我不但以前对我很有吸引力的那些事情，我会觉得我会很 miss 的那些事情，我真的对我来说一点吸引力也没有了。
Things that used to attract me and now is no longer I feel any interest in.
我就看着这个孩子，我就觉得他是那么的 perfect， 我就可以一直就看着他。
So I realize, I see him and his face. It looks so perfect.
Yeah, 就是甚至在他睡觉的时候，他毫无动作，然后毫无表情的时候，我就可以这么看着他，欣赏他。一个小时，两个小时，我就可以那么看。
And even when he was asleep, doesn't have any motion, but I can just sit there and watch him for over an hour.
我就觉得这个孩子给我的，那种享受和给我的幸福。真的是我以前从来没有体会过，也从来没有想象到我可以体会的这种幸福。
And this child has brought me such joy that's beyond my imagination.
当然有的时候在孩子的成长过程当中，有的时候也会没有耐心和觉得 frustrated.
Of course, as we raise him up, I do get frustrated.
但是我没有一刻是想过，我要是没有这个孩子就好了。
But never a moment that I thought that I wish I never had this child before.
我真的是很感谢神，他给我这么一个最完美的礼物给我。
But I thank the Lord for Him to give me such a perfect gift.
我还有一个想跟大家分享的就是，我觉得孩子长大的实在是太快了。
And I also realized that. A child grows up so fast.
我觉得好像就是在昨天，他还是只能被我抱在怀里的一个 baby.
Seems like yesterday he was a babe in my arm.
然后今天他就可以到处跑，然后有他自己的意思，有他自己的想法了。
And then today he can run around and he has his own will.
我想在我们有的时候，在我们非常的忙碌和琐碎的生活当中，我们真的是忘记了。去享受我们现在很有的非常其实是一个非常短暂也是非常幸福的这么一个 moment.
And in this busy schedule that we sometimes will forget that we need to enjoy such a short moment.
我就觉得可能很快孩子他们就会长大就会离开我们他们真正是完全依附我们其实就是这么短短的几年。
They will grow up so fast and they will be with us in a few years and then they'll be gone.
然后到那个时候我们再回想现在我们真的是会觉得是一段非常美好而且非常珍贵的时光。
Then when we look back, it will be a very precious time together.
所以我就想我们现在即使在我们很忙碌的时候我们真的是应该尽情地享受他们然后尽我们的心来引导他们。
So even in our busy schedules, we should take time to enjoy with them and also guide them.
最后我想跟所有的母亲互相勉励的就是我觉得做妈妈是一件非常非常重要的工作。
I also like to encourage you, all the mothers that motherhood is so important.
不是一件很容易的工作。
Not an easy task.
我想神真的是把一个生命托付给我们。
God has entrusted us a life in our hands.
我们真的是要对神给我们的这个任务尽我们最大的努力和尽我们的心来抚养这个孩子。
And we should do our best to fulfill that commission.
就是我记得以前人家对我说，你长大以后，我小的时候，人家说你可能会是一个贤妻良母。
People told me when I was young that I'll be a good mother.
那个时候我觉得很受侮辱，我觉得那简直是没出息的事情。
I felt that was an insult because it's not a good thing.
那现在其实上做一个好母亲是我的目标。
But now my purpose is to be the best mother I can be.
因为神给我们这份产业，我们就应该真的是尽我们的心去享受，也尽我们最大的努力去经营。
And to enjoy what God has given to us, and also to raise our children.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
我刚才有一点没有讲完，所以我好不好让我再补充一下哈？我刚才
I have a side note.
今天在我们当中有很多人母亲不在身旁的。
Many of us that do not have mothers sitting with us. Today,
包括我自己。
Including mine.
但是我们不是孤单的。
But we're not alone.
记得上帝说他的手、他的眼、他的手扶持着我们。
Remember that God's hand is sustaining us.
他的眼睛像母亲的眼睛看顾我们。
His eyes like the mother's eyes looking after us.
他的心像母亲的心靠近我们。
His heart is like mother's heart is closer to us.
所以我们有一位看不见的母亲。
So we have an invisible mother.
永远跟我们同在。
Being with us forever.
我们当中有很多小朋友坐在这个地方。
We also have many young children sitting with us.
等一下你可能会有点坐不住。
Sometimes you may not be able to sit all the way.
师母告诉你哈，把今天坐下来当做妈妈的礼物。
But I want to tell you that the sitting tight, sitting tight on the seat, use that as a gift to your mother.
忍耐一下。
So be a little patient.
所以为妈妈坐。
I'm sitting in this seat for my mom.
好不好
？How about it?
OK， 好，现在我们要请我们当中五岁以下，你的孩子是五岁以下的母亲，请站起来。
I will ask those mother with a child,
你的是零岁来，站起来。你已经是母亲了，你孩子在你的肚子里面。
Also,
五岁以下的孩子， 你的孩子是五岁，你要抱着他，或者你牵着他，孩子也站起来，好不好？孩子也站起来，给他们站一站。好，五岁以下的孩子站起来。
Under five-year-old, mother and child.
我刚才说代表性的母亲，不是说我们选出一个最好的，不是这个意思，是说他们在这一群里面是一个代表性的人。或许明年就轮到你分享。前面有位置，前面有位置哈。我们现在要一起来祷告，为他们祝福祷告。我们一起同心。
Let us pray.
请你们仍然站立哈。我想祷告，我们就先不用翻译。亲爱的天父，我们在这里实在是用感恩的心来领受你所给我们的使命。我们是何等的荣幸被你拣选成为我们所生的孩子的母亲。主，我们在你面前恳求你特别赐福这些年轻的母亲们，安慰他们，给他们力量，给他们智慧，给他们一个依靠你的心，然后来完成这个神圣的使命，让他们不管在什么时候清楚地知道自己是带着一个神圣使命的一双手，一双眼睛，还有一个心。不管在什么时候，我们也知道我们可以依靠给我们孩子的，给我们产业的主人，我们的天父。我们靠着你，我们可以完成这样的一个差事。求你赐福给我们，帮助我们，让这些孩子在小的时候就知道什么是正路，好让他们到老没有偏斜，让我们抚养出虔诚的后代，让我们的孩子认识我们天上的父神，然后成为一个有智慧的孩子。主，我们特别为刘辉祷告，他的孩子在肚子里面一定也在缺药，求你帮助他有一个期待迎接的心，鼓励他，叫他一切平安顺利。主，特别把鼓励放在这些年轻的母亲的身上，让我们勇敢的，没有畏惧的向前走，也让我们就像渔川所说的，让我们享受我们的任务。我们这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣的名， Amen。 我们请坐。我们第二位是有两位孩子的建长，他的孩子小迪是五岁的，小迪是几岁？万弟兄快六岁，五岁多。然后呢，代表的是五岁到十一岁之间的这个年纪的母亲呢，帮我们分享。
Next mother is sister Jian Chang. She has two sons, and this age group will be under 10.
大家好。
Good morning, everyone.
我今天很高兴有这个机会在这里跟大家分享。
I'm so happy to have this opportunity to share with you.
做了九年多的母亲。
Being a mother for 9 years.
想想我所拥有的这一切。
To think about what all the possessions I've had.
这一切都是神的恩典。
It's all God's grace.
如果说我这两个孩子还算听话。
I would say my children are good children. They're good.
这真是神的怜悯。
And this is also out of God's mercy.
真是。真的不是我自己做了什么事情。
It's not what I have done.
我觉得最重要的作为妈妈。
What's important to be a mother?
就是把他们带到神的面前。
Is to lead children, lead your children to God.
这样他们往下走的路才不会偏袒。
So the path they walk will not be.Stray. Will not be astray. Will not be astray.
You'll be stray. Okay.
Will not be astray.
特别是在他们小的时候，他们心里很单纯。
Especially when they're young and they're very innocent.
他们对神的信心，还有他们。信靠神的心会更坚强。
And their heart to God will be strengthened easily.
而且在我们日常生活当中
，In our daily living，
有很多事情我们可以把他们带到神的面前，也让他们经历神。
And we can lead our children in our daily living to see how God works.
我们家老大是一个。想事情很周到的人。
Our older son is
thoughtful.
very thoughtful.
他也是会很会担心的一个孩子。
And also he worries.
如果是第二天他有什么特别的事情。
If the next day if something will happen, something that he needs to do.
前一天晚上他就很难睡着。
Then he will lose sleep the night before.
有时候通常我们是九点半我就会把他们送到他们的房间。
Around 9:30, that would be his bedtime.
但是呢，到了十点半，他又会跑下来。
And then sometimes ten thirty, then he will came down from his room.
他告诉我说睡不着。
He said I can't sleep.
我可以看他非常的frustrated.
I can tell that he's very frustrated.
那我就会再把他送回房间里面。
Then I put him to bed again.
跟他一起再次祷告。
Pray with him one more time.
我告诉他，神是无所不在。
I tell him that God is everywhere.
我们所信的神是全能的神。
God is all powerful.
把你的担心，把你想的都交给他。
And put your burden to him.
通常呢，他。我们祷告完了，我走了，他就没再下来。我想，那他就睡着。
And then afterwards, then he would not come down. Then he would fall asleep.
当然也有些时候，他祷告完他还是睡不着。
But of course, many times that he still would not be able to fall asleep.
但是我相信他已经经历了神。
But I believe that he has experienced God.
因为每次晚上睡觉前我带他们祷告的时候。
And before they go to bed, I pray with them.
我会问他们说，你们今天有什么要祷告的吗？
I will ask them if there's anything that they want to pray.
那我们家老大就说，让我赶快睡着。
The older son will say that, let me fall asleep fast.
这小的就会说，让我不要 scratch.
And
don't scratch. Don't scratch.
Okay, and then the younger son would say that don't make him a scratch.
因为这个听起来好像比较不知道什么意思啊。因为他从小的时候他身上会很痒痒，他每天晚上小三岁以前他每天晚上都抓醒。
He has a habit of scratching himself when he was young.
所以他就叫祷告说让他不要 scratch.
So he will pray that he will fall asleep fast.
所以真的是我们把他们带到神的面前的时候，他们真的是就会有机会来经历神，来加强他们的信心。
So when we lead them to God, then they will have the opportunity to experience God.
另外一点我要分享的就是。我们要在爱中来教养孩子。
Also, we need to raise our children in love.
我们如果是我们做妈妈的哈，我们更多的会去爱自己的孩子。
We being a mother that we love our children.
但是我们通常会忽略了管教。
And but sometimes we will we may not discipline them.
如果是我们在家里不管教好他们到了社会上也没有办法为神做出好的见证。
If we do not discipline them properly, then they will not be a good witness.
我们家老二是他不是那种温顺的孩子。
My younger son is not he's a little defiant child.
在他特别是在他三岁左右的时候。
Especially when he was around three.
他不怎么follow direction.
And he would not follow our directions.
那时候我是非常的 frustrated.
And I was very frustrated then.
我就请教了妈咪还有 Dr. Palm 还有一些妈妈们。
I have asked Dr. Palm and Reverend Schwartz and other mothers.
从他们那里我学会了在爱中管教他。
I've learned how to discipline them in love.
从那时候开始我就更用心的去爱他。
And since then, I will pay more attention to love them.
在那个在这同时呢，我也让他很清楚的知道他的界限在哪里。
At the same time, I will tell them exactly where his boundaries are.
啊，真的是很蒙神的恩典。
And so, by God's grace,
他慢慢的就比较听话。
And then he will become obedient.
啊，现在他就真的是很听话了。
He's a very obedient child now.
真的是现在，比如说他现在正在做他的喜欢的事情，比如说他现在正在看电视。
For example, if he was watching TV,
我叫他去洗澡。
And I asked him to take a bath.
我数到二。
I will count two.
他马上就会跑过来。
Then he will run to me.
如果他正在看电视。
And while he was watching TV,
我叫他去弹琴。
If I asked him to play piano,
我数到二。
I count two.
他也会赶紧跑过来。
And then he will run to me and then I'll practice.
尽管是这样，我问他，我说，你喜不喜欢妈妈？
Even like this, I asked him, do you love me?
他说喜欢。
He said, do you like me? He said, yes, I do.
我说你喜欢我多少？
How much do you like me?
你喜欢爸爸多一点还是喜欢妈妈多一点？
Do you like your father? Do you like father or do you like me more?
他会说，妈妈得五十五分。
He said, mom will get the 55 points.
爸爸是五十分。
And the dad will get the 50 points.
但他真的是很可爱。
But he is really cute.
另外一点呢，我想跟大家分享的就是。我们做妈妈的，因为跟孩子时间比较多，所以我们更注意我们的言行，给孩子树立一个好的榜样。
Also because a mother spends more time with the child, and we need to be examples for them.
因为他们非常注意观察我们的行为。
They observe what we do.
他们每天也在copy 我们。
They also copy us.
前段时间我们教会在在为建堂的事情在祷告。
Church has been praying for the church building project.
我们不知道我们的应该在买哪一块地。
We did not know which land to buy.
然后我们在祷告，我们在家里也在祷告。
Our family was praying.
然后有一天晚上，我他们睡觉前祷告的时候
，and one night before they went to bed, we prayed.
我们就轮着祷告，我的老大第一，老二第二，我第三。
And we took turn, my older son, my younger son, and then myself.
他们两个祷告的时候都说，求神给教会预备一块好的地。
And they both pray that God will prepare.A good piece of land for church.
所以我听了之后我很感动，我以为是我们祷告的时候他们没有 pay attention.
I was very happy. I thought that they would not pay attention to our prayers.
所以我们真是就是他们会在看我们。
And they will observe us.
那我们我们每天真的是我想可能大多数妈妈都是一样哈，我们。跟孩子的时间比较多。
I think most of mothers have a lot more time with our children.
这也是一个很好的机会，让我们跟孩子建立一种很良好的朋友的关系。
Also, this is a very good opportunity to build up a friendship.
让他们从小的时候就养成一种跟我们谈心的习惯。
That they are open to us to talk with us.
非常的 enjoy 跟他们一起单独的时间。
I really enjoy time alone with them.
特别是我接他们从学校回来的时候。
Especially when I pick them up from school.
回到家，我们第一件事情就是坐在一起吃东西。
The first thing we do after we come home, then we'll sit down and have a little snack.
跟我讲很多学校里面发生的事情。
What has happened that day in school?
And 他们在那个时候也会告诉我一些他们的秘密。
And then they also tell me some of their secrets.
然后我就当他们告诉我的秘密，说你不要告诉别人的时候，我真是很有一种受宠若惊的感觉。
And then they also tell me that, hey, mom, don't tell anyone else. Then I was a little surprised.
真的是他们真是每天遇到不同的事情。
They encounter many different things.
我们对他们，我们跟他们交流的时候，也真是每天都有都要有智慧。
And we need to be wise how to be with them.
所以我的体会就是，我们做母亲的要真是每天到神的面前来求智慧。
And we need to come before God to ask for wisdom.
这样我们才知道怎么去管理好，为神管理好我们的产业。
So that we know how to raise our children for God.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
我们要请11岁以下、5岁以上孩子的母亲站起来。
We ask
the mothers 站起来。我请庞师母。
Children under
11,
between 5 and 11,
要为我们来祝福祷告。
And Dr. Palm,
你的孩子如果是11岁哈，对不起，11岁以下，所以说我们另外哈，11岁以下，然后5岁以上的母亲，请站起来，让我们也认识一下我们这些孩子的母亲哈，然后请庞师母为他们做祝福祷告。
We ask Dr. Palm to pray for them.
Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we bring this very special group of mothers to you.We pray a special blessing on them today. This period of life in their child's development is so crucial. And I pray that you will give them wisdom every day. When the children come to them with questions, give these mothers the answers. When the children come with problems,Help these mothers to know how to advise them and how to lead them in the way of truth and of what is right and good. I pray that you will give these mothers the ability to implant values in the lives of their children, and we know that the children will never, never get away from them.We do ask that you will give them strength to keep on day after day, guiding their children, praying for their children, being the example to their children that will bring forth fruit in eternity. Help them to see that there is no career, no job that is greater than the job they have or more important.Help them to realize that no accomplishment is greater than the accomplishment of helping their children to get to heaven. Be with them every day and bless them moment by moment. And as they call upon you, I know you will answer them. Thank you, Lord, in advance for all that you will do for these families. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
这个组群的母亲也是我们现在儿童主日学老师的整个阵容，就是有母亲出来，他们今天很难得可以坐在这里哈，来听听分享这样的一个敬拜哈，所以其实我们很谢谢他们。现在后面还有人在后面带那个幼幼班，所以我们谢谢这些母亲，也谢谢这些母亲愿意成为老师来教导我们神的家的孩子。那我们现在第三个妈妈是有三个孩子的妈妈，是傅珍。好，那他代表我们青少年的组群来分享妈妈的心得。
Next mother represents the teenagers, Sister Grace, who has three children. Greetings, brothers and sisters and friends.
我想我现在的心是非常的惶恐。
I'm a bit nervous.
我有三个孩子。
I have three children.
他们是刚刚十一岁。 最小的。
The youngest is 11.
中间那个是女儿, 她现在12岁半, 上面就是13岁。
And then my daughter, a second child, my daughter is 12 and a half, and she will be 13 in summer.
那我的老大呢, 刚刚过完16岁的生日。
And my oldest is just past the 16th birthday.
当师母, 上个礼拜, 几天前跟我讲说, 请我来分享的时候,
When the minister, she asked me to share a few weeks ago,
她是希望我分享, 信仰上面的执着,
and to share the how to pass the baton, the faith, how to pass faith to our children.
我觉得呢, 我是一个很没有资格站在这边可以跟大家, 跟弟兄姊妹大家, 还有牧师师母, Mrs. Pang, 还有 Ms. Walsh 在这边的, 年长的弟兄姊妹, 或者是, 牧师师母长子们, 这样子来分享。
I feel very inadequate because all the people that has more experience, more knowledge, more qualified to share, and I'm here today.
但是我同时也很感谢师母给我这样的机会, 让我能够站在这里, 来分享, 分享我的信仰, 跟我,
also,
对不起,
go ahead.
分享我的信仰, 跟我怎么样, 希望我能够把我的信仰, 能够, 也能够, pass on 到我的小孩子身上。
Also, I appreciate the opportunity to share with you how I pass on my faith to my children.
我想我自己的成长, 我的信仰成长过程中呢, 是非常的艰辛。
My own walk with God is a very difficult one.
因为呢, 我自己就是一个非常 double, 曾经有一个姊妹这样形容我, 她说我是 double 还是 triple 的不顺服。
I'm a very disobedient and it's a double or triple difficulties.
可能就是因为这样, 所以我有三个小孩。
Maybe because of this I have three children.
在我 当我在台湾的时候, 其实我是我先生 带领我到教会去的。
When I was in Taiwan, my husband led me to church.
但是呢, 他从来没有一天说, 没有一次跟我讲说, 我们一起去, 他希望我能够自己去, 自己去教会, 而不是经由, 那一天早上的时候, 他带着我去教会。
My husband wants me to go willingly.
就是说, 那时候我们是男女朋友, 他希望我能够自己坐车,
okay.
自己坐车, 自己想说我要去教会。
Okay. At that time we were dating, and my then boyfriend wants me to go to church that all by myself, so not that he will pick me up and go.
我真的搞不清楚为什么他从来都不会想说带着我一起去啊。
So I sometimes wonder that why he would not want to take me to church.
而且, 在台湾的教会呢, 有时候聚会的地方是, 比较特别, 就是上去的楼梯也是男女分开上去的。
And some of the churches that we attend was that even the stairs we walk, the men and women needs to be separated.
所以呢, 我们也通常, 通常我们也不坐在一起。
And because of that, we seldom sit together.
所以这样的情况之下呢, 就是说, 我一直觉得没有一种爱的感觉。
And because of that, I did not feel loved.
尤其是我也比较没有感觉到神的爱。
And I did not feel God's love.
但是我真的很感谢神, 我的, 就是我现在的先生, 他经常会讲圣经故事给我听。
But I thank the Lord that my husband will tell me stories from the Bible.
所以呢, 我每次听到他跟我讲的圣经的story的时候, 圣经的故事的时候, 我都会觉得很奇, 就是很特别, 很奇妙的story, 是我从来没有想到, 好像也听不太懂, 但是又觉得很好的。
And these stories were very wonderful, and as I hear them, sometimes I did not understand fully, but I really appreciated those stories.
有一句话, 给我印象很深刻的那时候。
There's one verse that has struck me greatly.
他说，儿女是神所赐的产业。
Children are the inheritance from God.
这句话呢，跟我在我家里的成长背景呢，所给我的观念是迥然不同的。
And this is completely different how I raised up.
所以这句话呢，我就谨记在心。
So I remembered this verse.
当我们两个决定要结婚的时候
，and then when we decide to get married,
他很惶恐。
He was nervous.
因为我们家不是基督徒的家庭。
Because my family was not Christian.
虽然他的父母亲很希望我们是在家里结婚，在教会里头举行婚礼。
And My husband's parents would love to have the wedding in church.
但是呢，我的先生他考虑到，因为我只有我一个，那时候只有我一个是基督徒，所以他希望还是在外面举行。
And then he also considered that because I was the only Christian in my family, so we married outside of church.
所以那时候呢，我觉得我好像失去了什么似的。
And at that time, I felt that I lost something.
好像我觉得好像一种好像没有，就是好像没有一种从宗教，就是说，如果说基督教是个宗教的话，就是说我没有在这里得到一个爱，一个祝福，爱的祝福。
Yeah, and what I felt that is that I seems like I did not getting a blessing from did not receive blessings.
而且呢，最危险的一件事是，我们结婚六天后，他就一个人飞到美国来了。
And then after we get married, 6 days later, then he will come to the United States.
我的朋友还有我的家人，有时候他们会提醒我说，你的先生逃婚去了。
And then my friends and my family were joking that he
just run away from marriage.
He ran. Oh, okay. He ran away from our marriage.
所以到美国来了以后呢，我们开始我们真的是两个人一起的教会生活。
And then after we came to the States, we started our church life.
因为家庭背景的关系。因为我个人家庭背景的关系，因为在教会成长的背景的关系呢，所以当我到教会去以后呢，我很退缩。
Because of my upbringing and also the experience I have with church, and when we came to states in living in a church life, I was very withdrawn.
所有教会的服事，应该说，应该说还没有搬到佛罗里达来之前呢，所有教会中的服事，除了厨房的服事以外呢，所有教会的服事呢，都是我先生他一个人，就是他比较有机会在教会中有服事这样。
Before our family moved to Florida, all the service that our family has done is that most of them my husband has done, and I may just get involved in kitchen.
我经常带着三个孩子呢，到他们的主日学班的教室。等到我转了三个孩子出来以后，大堂唱诗都结束了，讲到很可能都是到中间的过程。
And then as I took my children to the various Sunday schools, by the time I'm ready to go into the main sanctuary, that probably is halfway through.
那可能到中间还没有结束，讲到都还没有结束呢。其他的弟兄姊妹可能都会来喊我过去说，可能需要有些什么事情。
And then sometimes that brother and sister would call me because they needed me.
所以呢，对我来讲呢，教会的成长，在教会中的成长呢，也是很有限。
And because of that, my spiritual growth was very limited.
我觉得我经常都是一个人读经祷告。
I read the scripture and pray alone.
三年前我们搬到从北卡搬下来。
And then 3 years ago we moved to Florida from North Carolina.
我个人觉得我真的是非常的真的觉得非常的特别哈，因为对我们来讲呢， 其实搬下来，虽然说是先生的工作在这里。
Though we moved, this is very special. We moved because of my husband's job.
但是在就是在最后的几天，我才跟三个孩子讲说，我们要move down，我们要搬下来。
And then a couple of days before we move, we told our children that we're going to be moving.
我三个孩子呢，那时候他们都非常的 shock.
And my children were shocked.
但是呢，他们没有特别的责怪我什么。
But they did not blame me.
我现在在回想的时候
，As I look back.
因为我先生那时候已经出去工作大概一年半多的时间。
My husband already moved to new position year and a half ago.
在那过去的那一年半中呢，只要他在哪里教会有聚会有团契的聚会的时候，我们四个人就在家里头，我们就有我们的聚会。跟祷告。
他在这边。
哦，对不起，就是他去外面这一年半的时间，他如果去参加教会的团契的活动，或者是查经活动的时候呢，也是我们在北卡的家中，我们四个孩子，三个孩子跟我一起读经祷告的时间。
When my husband was meeting.In a Bible study group and so on, then that was the same time that our family would have a Bible study gathering in our house.
而且呢，逐渐呢，变成是我们的禁食祷告日。
And then that turned into a time to fast and pray.
他们都非常的 exciting, 尤其是非常期待那一天的到临。
And also our children are very excited and waiting and expecting that day to come.
甚至呢，他们都愿意希望呢，都不要做功课，就是跟我一起来读经，来祷告。
And they also want to just not doing homework and pray with me.
而且每天早上离开家之前呢，他们都会读圣经。
And then before they leave the house, and they will read the scripture before.
那在那段时间，就是 before 我们三年前搬下来的时候，那段时间真的，我们现在回想起来，真的是很宝贝。
And during that period of time, before we moved to Florida, that was a precious time together.
搬到这里来以后呢，我们还是继续一样有查考圣经，全家一起查考圣经的时候。
After we moved to Florida, we continued our gathering at home.
尤其是我先生如果说像一些比较大的节日，复活节复活节，或者是Thanksgiving Christmas， 甚至过中国的新年我们全家Albert 如果说不上班的时候呢，我们会有一段时间呢，全家坐在坐着，然后一起来读经，一起来祷告。
Especially when we have special days like Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, or Chinese New Year. If Albert does not work that day, then we will sit together and study the scripture.
现在我的先生也刚刚去外州工作也一年了。
And my husband has moved to a new position out of state for over a year now.
他回来的时候，我们也是尽量的找时间，我们能够一起的读经，
and、
一起的祷告。
And when he comes back, then we will try to find time that we can study and pray together.
我觉得很感谢神。
I really thank the Lord.
因为呢，我真的是一个没有智慧的女人。
I say that I do not have wisdom.
而且呢，我也是一个相当 sometimes 应该说不能说 sometimes 应该 all the time。大部分的时间我也是一个很比较悲观消极比较不太容易改变的人。
Most of the time I'm very pessimistic and being negative, very difficult to change myself.
尤其是我先生当要有变迁移动的时候。
Especially my husband start to move, try to find new job, new jobs.
我经常都会想不知道怎么办才好。
And then I would not know what to do.
但是真的很感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
我这三个孩子呢，他们自己都很紧紧的抓住神。
But my children, they follow closely, they follow the Lord closely.
我的老大进入高中以后。
My older son, after he went to high school.
两年前进入高中以后。
Two years ago.
他就参加学校的 church, 参加学校的Bible study group.
And my son will attend the Bible study group at school.
经过了好多个月以后，
Many months later,
他因为需要做那个团契活动的一些 project,
because he had to do some projects in that group,
我才知道他参与。
Now I realized that he has attended that Bible study group.
那他也要求要有一本比较小本的 Bible。
He also wanted a smaller size of the Bible.
放在他的书包里面。
Put it into his book pack.
他希望他能够每天看。
Because every day he wants to read the scripture.
有时候早上起来只剩下十分钟的时间，卡普尔就来 pick up 他的时候。
Sometimes he gets up in the morning, only have 10 minutes before the carpool.
我跟他讲说，先赶快去刷牙。吃早餐，准备你的东西。
I say, wash and brush and prepare for the day.
他每次都跟我讲说，妈妈，你不要吵我，我在 devotion.
He said, I am, this is my devotional time.
我可以看到他很特别的一个地方。
I see this is very special in him.
去年我们去 California house hunting 的时候，
Last year when we went to California for house hunting,
我跟我先生虽然我们三个人一起去，
although three of us went,
但是后来我先生隔天他就到大陆去出差，
and then the next day my husband went to China for business trip,
所以就留我跟我家的老大两个人在那儿。
So I left with my older son.
我记得我们两个有一个很大的冲突在那里。
And then we had a major conflict. One day we had a major conflict.
我真的是气的，我觉得我都快气炸了。
I was so angry.
结果呢，过了一阵子，我回到另外一个房，我们那个是two bedroom，我看到他跪在房间在祷告。
And then a few moments later, I saw him was praying. He was kneeling and praying.
我那时候真是羞愧的，非常非常的羞愧，羞愧的心。
I was so ashamed of myself.
因为我却气得半死在那儿，不知道怎么办。
Because I was so angry and did not know what to do.
可是他却回房间，跪着祷告。
But he went to his room and knelt and prayed.
好像他在教我。
Maybe he was teaching me.
再一次的告诉我。
Once again.
我们要依靠神的力量。
That we need to depend on God.
就像师母刚刚讲的。
Just like Miss She has said.
师母刚刚的证道。
In her sermon.
她说青少年呢，他们不是有很多问题，他们有很多不同的想法。
Teenagers, they do not have problems. They have different way of thinking.
Yeah. 其实我今天要上来之前呢。
Before I came to this podium,
我是准备要讲到我自己的信仰。
I wanted to share my faith.
我实在没有意思要去分享我们家三个孩子跟我的家居生活。
Did not plan to share our family life on our faith.
但是我在这儿呢，我真的很想跟大家分享一点点。
But I have to share a little.
嗯哼，在这天地当中呢，在这世界上呢，有很多各同不同的领袖。
We have many leaders in this world.
但是只有一位耶稣。
But we only have one Jesus.
他说他就是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他来到这世界上。
He came to this world.
而且他还说。
He also said.
他去了。他回天家，他回父的家去了以后。
He left this world.
他还要再回来。
He will return.
因为他要再接我们回去。
To take us home.
今天早上呢，我突然在车上，跟孩子分享一个经节，不知道是什么主题，我们突然间谈到死。哦，对，我们经过下了 highway 出来以后，旁边有一个 graveyard。 有一个坟场。
As we come to the to the service, we pass a graveyard, so we discuss the death.
有一些成年人在那里。
There were some elderly standing on the graveyard.
我就问孩子们说，他们去看谁呢？
I said, whom do they see?
他们说 ，Of course, Mother's Day. 他们去看他的 mother.
Of course, it's Mother's Day, so it's their mothers.、
我就跟他们说
，Then I said,
我说我不要，我以后我不要埋在那儿。
I said I would not want to be buried in a cemetery.
对，我跟他讲说，因为我说我自己是一个很怕死、死这种事情的人。
I'm very afraid of death.
所以我跟他讲说，我死的时候要怎么样
？And then I told them what would happen after、oh. after I die.
后来呢，我就跟他们，我就突然间想到，突然间那时候脑筋这样一转。
And then suddenly a thought came to me.、
我们很多时候，我们都在庆祝生，谁生谁从这个世界上诞生，尤其是小 baby 的诞生，我们都会有一个很好的，就是我们都会去庆祝生的意义，生的来临。
We celebrate life. We celebrate birthdays.
但是呢，我们都会想，我们一想到死这个字，我们都觉得不谈，甚至我们会觉得很恐惧、很惶恐。
And then we don't talk about death, and we don't and death brings fear in us.
在前几天，我突然间看到一个经节。
Few days ago, I saw a scripture.
我就跟我的孩子分享。
And I shared this with my children.
我现在也愿意跟弟兄姊妹们。朋友们来分享这个经节。
I'd like to share with you as well.
在诗篇116篇，如果您有 Bible 在手上的话，诗篇116篇。
Psalm 116.
啊，经节是十五节。
Verse 15.
让我来念。诗篇116篇15节，在耶和华的眼中，看圣民之死极为宝贵。
Precious is the sight of the Lord, is the death of his saints.
你知道吗？我们的死在神眼中看起来是非常的宝贝。
Our death is a precious sight to the Lord.
耶稣说，他还要再回来。
Jesus said he will return.
他还要去为我们准备住处。
And he is preparing a dwelling place for us.
我相信。
I believe.
我也跟我的孩子讲。我常常跟我们孩子讲。
And I also discuss this with my children.
你们也要把神的话语传到下一代去。
You need to pass on your faith to your children.
有一次一个姊妹前几周我想前几周有一个姊妹跟我讲到提到我们家孩子的事情。
A few weeks ago, a sister has discussed about my children.
我常常跟他们讲，如果教的，如果真的是教的好的话
，If we taught them well，
我相信是神教导他们。
It's because God has taught them。
因为他们都是神所赐的产业。
Because that's what God has given they are the inheritance from God。
我也常常跟神祷告说
，And I also pray to God。
我知道我真的是没有办法。什么事情都做好，甚至经常是做不好，或者是做迫害性的工作。就像师母今天早上讲说，我们的手不要说，不要是一个拆毁的手。
A lot of things that I do is not the best. Sometimes the things I do is destructive. Like in the sermon that our hands should not do destructive things.
我也常常跟我的孩子讲。
And I tell my children,
我也是第一次当妈妈，第二次当妈妈，第三次当妈妈，但是我还是做了很多不对的事情。
I've been mother for three times, but yet there are still things that I don't do well.
我真的是求神在这当中能够做弥补的工作。
And I pray God to fill in the gaps.
那我也相信他会的。
And I believe he does.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
好，我们现在先给这些小朋友坐在那里没有起来的拍手。你们已经坐了三分之二了，快完了哈。好，现在我们请高中、初中的妈妈跟你的孩子一起站起来，好不好？我们的高中、初中的妈妈站起来，我们请牧师为我们来祝祷，好，祝福祷告。好， 孩子们跟妈妈站起来，不管你坐在哪里站起来啊，这些是我们的宝贝，我们将来的栋梁，对，我们作文都这样写的哈。好，我们请牧师来为我们这些妈妈孩子们祝福祷告。
我们一起低头祷告。慈悲父神，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。主啊，我们谢谢你赐给我们这些母亲们。哦，主啊，看到他们为孩子所付出的啊，这种牺牲和代价是何等的高。主啊，我们这时候祈求你特别来祝福啊这些母亲。主啊，特别现在站在你面前的这些青少年的父母亲们，主啊，他们现在是更需要主给他们更多的恩典，更多的力量，更多属灵的智慧来带领这些青少年。哦，主啊，我们刚才听过这些青少年，他们并不是啊什么不好的孩子，他们只是思想观念啊有他们的想法，有他们的做法，但做父母呢，多少时候我们没有办法去跟他们来沟通。所以主啊，这时候祈求你特别给父母亲们有耐心啊来等候，有耐心来陪着他们走过这一段时间，也求主你特别给这些母亲有聪明有智慧，让他们真是用主你的话语来教导他们，来帮助他们，来引导他们，好像你圣经里面说的话，说用你的话来教导他们，让他们啊能够走足你的道路，让他们年纪大的时候也不偏离你的道路。哦，主啊，求你这时候特别来帮助这些青少年的母亲他们，哦，让他们真是能够啊仰望你，依靠你，用足你的道、你的话来带领这些可爱的青少年们。我们这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。请坐。
刚才我们有一个孩子的妈妈，两个孩子的妈妈，三个孩子的妈妈，接下去是四个。有没有四个孩子的妈妈在这里
？Any of you has four children？
好，我们下面是吴师母，代表孩子已经成年成家，他没有四个孩子，他两个孩子而已。
Well, now we ask Mrs. Wu。
之后我们这个群体要请杨弟兄在场吗？杨弟兄，等一下为我们这群体的那个母亲们祷告，哈，吴师母。
首先希望在座的每一个妈妈都有一个快乐的母亲节。不但是只有一天，而且是天天。
I pray that today is a Mother's Day, and also we continue to have a Mother's Day every day.
那我常常自称我是一个富足的女人。富足 ，rich woman.
Oh, okay, yeah. I say to myself that I'm a rich woman.
但是我也是一个很平凡的家庭主妇。
But I'm also a very ordinary homemaker.
因为我在教养我孩子当中
as I have taught my children,
我有喜怒哀乐
I have all kinds of mixings of emotions.
但是神赐给我一位
But God has given me
脚踏实地的先生
a very practical husband.
但是有两个不是很听话也不是很乖的儿女
And I have two not so obedient children.
但是他们很爱我我也很爱他们
But they love me and I love them as well.
所以我以拥有现在所有感到满足
So I feel very satisfied.
所以我称我自己是富足的女人
So I say I'm a rich woman.
当我小孩子在长大的过程当中
As my children growing up,
我第一件事情
The first thing I did
就让他们认识神
is to let them know God
因为他们从出生的时候到大学这段时间
from their birth to college life
假使没有特别的原因
if without any special reasons
我们每个礼拜都会去教会
then we will attend church service every Sunday
所以他们在 Sunday school 的时候
So when they were in Sunday school,
他们就认识了一位至好的朋友耶稣。
And they have they made a good friend with Jesus.
在这里我要讲一个真实的故事。
I want to tell you a true story.
也许我在Boca 的查经班讲过。
I may share this before in Boca.
因为我们在Houston 搬到 Pennsylvania.
When we moved from Houston to Pennsylvania,
一个小城市叫做 Hershey.
A small town.
Hershey.
Hershey.
这个城市有两个机构。
There were two organizations in that town.
一个是 Penn State 的 Medical School.
One is the Penn State the Medical School.
另外一个是 Hershey Chocolate World.
Another one is the Hershey the Chocolate Company.
当我孩子搬到那边去的时候
，When we all moved to this town，
我女儿是八岁。
My daughter was 18. Eight. Sorry. Yeah. My daughter was eight.
她去上学的时候是坐校车去。
And she will ride on the school bus to school.
回来的时候是警察车带她回来。
And then I came home in a police car.
我问她说为什么
？I said why.
因为她是第一天到学校去。
Because it was the first day.
所以她回来的时候下错了bus stop.
She got off at the wrong bus stop.
所以她正在徘徊的时候，因为她往山上走的时候找不到我们的家。
And then, so she wandered around, could not find our home, our house.
她正在徘徊的时候
，As she was wandering,
有一个妇人开了一个 station wagon.
It was a lady drove a station wagon.
她就问她说：“你有什么困难吗
？”She said, "Do you need some help?"
她说：“是的，因为我。”刚搬来，所以找不到家。
Yes, I do. I'm lost. I'm new in this town.
然后他问他说：“你记得你的电话号码吗
？”Do you know your phone number?
他又漏了一个 number.
And then she mistake a number.
所以没有办法跟我们联络。
So could not call me.
那这个妇女呢，就问他说：“你家有什么特征？”
And then she said, "Is there any special features in your house?"
我的女儿告诉她说：“我听我爸爸说。”
And then she said, I heard my dad said.
她说这个房子呢是 Reese's Peanut Butter Candy 的主人的。
This house is the Reese's Peanut Butter, the owner of the Reese's Peanut Butter.
所以那个妇人就说：“那我晓得。”
Oh, she said, I know that house.
她就打电话给警察。
And then she called the police.
然后就。警察送她回来。
And then the police took her home.
过了几天，我问她。
And then many days later, I asked her.
你有那时候有没有害怕
？Were you afraid?
她说当然有啊。
Oh yes.
她说但是我向神祷告。
But I pray to God.
她说让我很快的平安回家吧。
That I'll be home safely.
所以我希望我们的每个孩子。就让他们说有一位神无时无刻真跟他们在一起。
So I pray that all our children would say that there is a God that is being with us in every moment.
第二点。
Second point.
我不要我们的孩子养在象牙塔里面。
I did not want my children raised in a ivory tower.
或者温室里中的花朵。
Or a flower in a greenhouse.
因为我的男孩子
my son,
他在上小学的时候
when he was attending elementary school,
他是在 Houston,
in Houston,
他有一个 program 叫做 Magnet School.
He attended a Magnum program, a gifted program.
他是要经过考试才进去的。
He has to pass exams to enter.
但是他把这些小孩子送到黑人的地区。
The school bus will take them to a black neighborhood.
但是他们并不会受到影响。
But they will be okay. They will be safe.
因为他们这一班的学生呢，毕业以后在现在他们的专业上都有很好的表现。
And the children in that class has graduated and then they all doing very well.
因为我的孩子在上大学的时候
When my son was attending college.
他是在 New Haven.
He was in New Haven.
耶鲁大学
Yale.
他附近环境就有很多无家可归的人。
There's a lot of homeless people around the campus.
他很快就适应。
And then he fit in that environment very well.
他有时候还会拿一点零钱给他们买东西。
Sometimes he will pass out some change so that they can buy food.
所以在无形中就养成他们有一种灵敏的心。
And then this environment helped them to cultivate compassion.
同时有一颗感谢的心。
Also a heart of thanksgiving.
他现在在工作的地方。
Now he works.
他有时候两个月一次或者一个月一次。
And then maybe a month or two.
他会随着社区的医疗汽车。
And then he will go with the
medical bus.
Medical bus.
他会到讲西班牙语地方的比较穷困的人地方。
He will go to the Hispanic town, maybe there for medical service.
他会帮他们翻译。
And then he will interpret it. He will interpret.
去年我去看他的时候
And then last year when I went to see him
他带我到他去的美国教会
He brought me to the American church he attend
这个教会附近有小房子
And there are many small houses around the church building
是专门看顾这些戒毒、戒酒精、艾滋病的教会
These are the places that for alcoholics, AIDS, people with AIDS, and addiction.
他有时候我儿子还为他们的募款来做跑步。
Also, my son will raise funds by running.
所以我希望说我们的孩子不要让他们长在象牙塔里面。
So I say I don't want our children to live in an ivory tower to be very rich.
那么第三点。
And the third.
就是说父母亲尽量抽时间跟小孩子在一起。
Is that we should take time to spend time with our children.
因为从生活当中我们可以知道他的需要。
And from the time together, we know what they need.
我们可以从旁帮忙他们。
And we can help them as well.
有一个孩子。
We have a child.
有一个。
There's a child.
他有一天问他妈妈说
And he asked his mother,
你一天的工资有多少
How much do you make a day?
他妈妈说大概是80块钱
She said about $80.
他孩子就从口袋里抽出了40块钱
And then he pulled out the $40.
他说我付你40块钱你能不能陪我半天的时间
I'll pay you $40 and can you spend time, half of your time today?
所以我希望父母亲尽量抽时间跟他们在一起。
So we should take time to spend with our children.
让他们在中学的时候、大学的时候
，in high school and college，
他们有问题的时候
，when they have problems，
是找父母亲来谈心。
They will come and consult with parents.
不是他的老师或者朋友。
Not their teachers or friends.
最后一点。
Then lastly,
我们中国人很含蓄。
Chinese are very conservative.
Yeah, 不容易用我们的行动或者用我们的嘴巴来表示我们的爱。
We seldom express our love with words or deeds.
有一个小孩子。
There was another child.
他说他妈妈很注重信仰。
He said that his mom is very devout person.
要他去Sunday school 查经祷告。
Ask him to attend Sunday school, Bible studies and prayer meeting.
但是从来没有说过一句我爱你或者我拥抱就拥抱他。
But she never said I love you or give him a hug.
这句话也是在我。小孩子上大学以后我才学会的。
And I learned this after my children went to college.
所以现在呢我们讲电话结束的时候。
So now when we finish our telephone conversation.
我都会说我爱你神与你们同在。
I say I love you and God, may God be with you.
啊，最后呢，我用啊诗章127篇第三节。
And then lastly, I will conclude with Psalm 127, verse 3.
他说，儿女是耶和华赏赐的产业。
The children are the inheritance from God.
我们并不是拥有他。
We do not own them.
我们是要跟他像好朋友一样来分享。
We share like good friends.
所以我们父母亲享有他们。
So parents, let's enjoy them.
也让儿女来享有我们。
And also let them enjoy us.
谢谢。
Thank you.
记得我小时候，哎，不是小的，我孩子刚刚生的时候，问我妈一个问题，我说妈妈，这个当妈妈的辛苦要辛苦到什么时候啊？她说没完没了，哈、哦。所以这些妈妈们，孩子成人了，长大了，成家了，甚至有人当祖母的，妈妈的心跟生命是跟孩子交融在一起的。我们请这些大学或者是你已经成家的。这些孩子的妈妈站起来
Mothers,
我们愿意你的孩子跟你一起站起来
Mothers, that has gone to college,
孩子已经成人
already,
成家孩子也请你一起站起来、
married.
哇我们有那么多哈这些孩子们哈好妈妈一起站起来对好我们请杨弟兄来为我们做祝福祷告
我请弟兄姐妹我们低头我们祷告亲爱的阿爸父我们赞美你我们感谢你你赐给我们在座这么多真是属于你的妈妈主求你真是圣愿主你来赐福给他们叫他们每一位妈妈都成为众人的祝福也求主来扩张他们的境界主让他们每一个母亲都是荣耀神让别人得到益处的母亲主求你每一天每一刻都与我们的母亲同在求主保佑在座的每一个母亲不遭患难不受艰苦主你的恩典常常随着他们主让他们真是活出主的样式让他们经过每一位母亲的手真是来做建造别人的工作主求你也让他们每位母亲也学习主的样式有一颗温柔的心主你就保守他们一生的脚步主让他们在这一辈子里面在往后看的时候真是看到主你的恩典就是没有离开过他们主谢谢你谢谢你给我们在座的每一位真是有爱心的妈妈叫他们的爱心真是从主那里来支取永不止息的爱我们将感恩祝福祷告奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名 Amen, Amen.